Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Show. I am Bach.
No.
Oh, I'm Chesco. I almost said my birth name right now for some reason. Mr. Pick Me, even though I've already been picked, and I'd like to introduce you for the first time to my co-host, first time today, Reagan, the man hater.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
Welcome.
Always a pleasure with you.
It was perfection.
I just like for Christmas, if we could get through one intro, that would have been great.
No, I only do that when I'm having guest hosts.
I know. Never forget when I heard you and Kaylee, and you did a brilliant, uninterrupted intro. I was like, what the hell?
Thank you for saying I'm brilliant. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. Put that on repeat when I'm feeling down. So always.
Just make sure
Yeah.
your ringtone, okay?
Brilliant.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
So what are we talking about today, Reagan?
Okay, so this is a video that I saw and like has been on in the back of my mind, really bothering me.
Okay.
Basically, this video is from a mom. And 99.9% of the time, I am gonna side with the mom in a situation. But this is the special occasion when a mom is versus service industry employee, customer service, and I absolutely am going to side with the employee versus this mom, and I think our listeners will too.
Today we bash mom's theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
gladly. I got
gladly.
some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
I'm on her side.
Oh, bold
No,
choice.
I don't actually want to say that. I want to hear the whole story first.
Okay.
And I think I'll probably agree with you.
So I will play the video first, and I'd love to just break down the video without any extra context. And then I have a second video where she comes back and essentially, I think, doubles down. Doubles
Okay.
down? Is that right? That sounded weird.
Yeah.
Doubles down on her previous points. If anything, to me, this whole story reeks of entitlement.
Okay.
And that is really what the perception of the internet was. So I'll play the video for you. You can tell me how you feel. It's a mom. She's in her car. She's actually wearing a shirt that I own.
All right.
I think that gives me like special allowance to speak about what she's
I think
doing.
so.
If you have
Clearly.
the same shirt as someone, you can critique them. I'm
I
pretty
bet
sure.
I you know, I'm gonna go on a limb here and say I bet you and her have a lot in common.
Until a certain point, the hashtags are hashtag customer service be like. Hashtag, that kills me. Customer service stories, parenting life, mom of littles, mom of four, story time, parenting fail. Am I the asshole?
Okay.
Emphasis on the fact that am I the asshole is a hashtag, right? Because that makes one think she's looking for a type of response.
I do always love when these videos are going online, like where they think it's going to be clearly everyone, like,
Yes.
look how terrible this other person was. And everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then
Actually,
it's the personification of that meme of Captain America where he says, so the comment section's not going how you expected. Right.
it's also, they almost act as if they don't understand what the internet is. Like, if you post something, you're going to get a response, you're going to get a
Right.
reaction, especially if you request it, like she
Right.
does in the video. And then to be like, well, where's this coming from? I just think it's funny when people act like you like walked in on their life and are critiquing them versus like you're actively showing us your life.
Right.
Okay, I need to know what you would do in this situation, and I'm going to give you like a shortened version of it. So I was at the store with all four boys, 6, 3, 10-month twins, and my 3-year-old was really hungry. He asked for one of these, and he was like, "This would make me feel better."
Okay, so what she's holding, just for reference, because it doesn't make sense unless you know what she's holding an M&M's candy cane holder. So it's like plastic and it's
yeah,
full
like
of them,
the
like
hollow full of
200 M&Ms probably.
Right.
And 1/4 is left.
Okay.
So, okay.
He was being really patient, really sweet. So I was like, sure, we'll go ahead and buy it. But the whole time he didn't want to eat it until after we paid. He was just really nervous. And he was like, have you paid for it yet? Have you paid for it yet? And I was like, no, I'm not going to pay for it till the end. So we go up, we finally pay for it. And as he's trying to open it, he overcorrected and yanked this off, and about 75% of the M&Ms go flying all over the floor. And instantly I'm mortified, I'm so sorry, there's a mess everywhere. And then I look over and he's sobbing because he's embarrassed, and he's probably thinking oh no, this is all I have left now. That's sad. And so I'm like, it's okay, it was an accident. And the lady at the cash register disappears, and I'm like, oh, moment of truth, is she going to get another one? Is that weird to assume because we spilled most of it? Or is she getting something to clean it up? I don't know. And so she comes back with a broom, and I was like, oh, so she's just here to clean it up. Okay. But he spilled most of them, and he's really sad about it. So I feel like as a good mom, I want to get him more because it was an accident. And so then I asked the lady, I was like, hey, if I pay for another one now, because I'd already checked out, if I pay for it, can I just go grab it? Because the line's really long and I don't want to have to wait in line again. And she's like, oh yeah, of course. And so she goes ahead and types it in. I was like, okay, $4. Just go ahead and put your card in. And obviously I offered to pay for it, so I was going to do it, and I did. But at the same time, if it was me, I feel like I would be like, no, you didn't even get to enjoy it. It's fine. It was an accident. I don't know. I kind of expected it for free, but I don't want to come off like a mooch because it's not like I don't know. What would you assume? What would you do? If you were at a restaurant and you dropped your food, or if you spilled your drink, they would just replace it. They wouldn't expect you to eat it off the floor or to not have anything. But at this store, since I purchased it, is it my problem now? Oh, he dropped it. That's unfortunate.
Let's start with you, because I have many a thought on that whole tale. What are your thoughts?
Well, here's it. On the surface, yeah, it would be nice if somebody were, of course it would be nice if somebody were if a manager was you know what, take, of course that would be nice if that were to happen. I don't have any problem with a hope of a nice thing happening, but also the worker there doesn't have the power to just give away free free stuff. Well, if you've ever worked anywhere, it's you have to get permission, you have to blah blah blah. There's more to it than just that. And the comparison to a restaurant is absurd, because it's not a restaurant. You just bought groceries.
When I first saw it, I saw a tiny piece of the response, which is her the internet's mad at me, mm-hmm. And so of course I go back to watch the video, and right. On the front end of the video, I totally was empathizing with her.
Right.
At first, right. You know, she's mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. He's upset, which mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks. And I mean, she's got twins. How many did she say? Four?
Four,
I think. That's a mess. And that is so upsetting. And we've all been somewhere with our child when they spill something massive.
Right.
It's awful. Cause you're mm-hmm. Oh my God, I feel so bad. And then her being oh, the cashier's leaving. Maybe she's getting me another one. I'm okay, mm-hmm. wait. So I immediately start altering who I am now empathizing with, I guess. I'm thinking about this cashier. It's the holidays, you're making not that right. much money, right? So you're trying to get through. There's a long line. She talks mm-hmm. about the fact that it's so long, she doesn't want to go back through it.
Right.
Now she has to leave her designated line and mm-hmm. go get wherever mm-hmm. the broom and dustpan is, which I assume is not right there. So she's having to leave, mm-hmm. which... people in line are getting frustrated, I bet.
Right, because they're waiting, yeah.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. bearing the brunt of that frustration, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And then this woman goes, oh, you didn't bring me the free candy cane.
Also, the fact that she said, oh, can I pay for another one
yes!
real quick? And then, oh, you Are you want me to pay for another one? You just said, can I pay for another one?
Because that's the thing, is like, that's such a manipulative thing to do. If you're offering to pay for it, do you expect her to then be like, oh, no, stop, stop, put the card away? I am Kris Kringle. Because here's the thing, here's the difference between a restaurant and a place where you're selling food items that are like line items. Like the candy cane, that is an item that has been sold, that is to be counted. Versus a restaurant, sure, they have a count of, butter, noodles, meats, veggies, but it's not like they have a set number of things. So they can remake a dish. And that's different than your child busting open a candy, a huge candy everywhere, because like that's a specific item. So then what are you expecting? The only thing, either the manager, who there was no manager, she says, I don't know if it's this video or the next video, but there is no manager. Like, you want her to eat that? Because then that $4 is coming out of hers. Like, if she's just giving you one, which is like a little less than a fourth of her paycheck for
Hourly
the
pay, yeah.
hour, because your kid blew one up. Like, whoa.
Because I think there is a difference between saying it would have been nice if, because I've actually had that happen before where a kid drops something and they're like, oh, just go grab another one. It's not that big of a deal, something like that. But it's between hoping that internally and then going to your car and making a video outraged about that you were that this did not happen for you.
And that's the thing. So I think people need to understand there's a difference between that happening to her and her thinking, well, it would have been nice if we could have gotten a free one, which, like, sure, it would be nice. But you could think that, and you could think that in the car, and it could maybe be like, oh gosh, I wish that would have gone a different way. That's a huge difference between thinking that and feeling so emboldened and entitled to whatever free item you thought you should get, that you get in your car. You know she's recorded it multiple times at this point. Nobody does like one and done. She and then she puts it out there, and then she's saying, oh, I need to know what you would have done in this situation. She's asking for feedback. Hashtag, am I the asshole? That's a question. That's a question. As is, what would you do? I have more thoughts, but should we get to her response?
I want to hear it because I think at this point she's just run-of-the-mill jerk.
Yeah, I mean,
There's nothing, I don't think at this point there's nothing like where I'm like, cancel her, shut her
no.
down, you know what I mean?
I think it's more so like I wanting people to recognize the entitlement they have with service industry people, or
And that's
like
exactly it.
customer service, I guess. What is it if someone works in a store? Is that service industry?
I think it's still service
Isn't
industry, yeah.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're providing a service.
Because if you've worked in the and I never worked at a store, right? But I've worked in service industry type jobs, and there is that concept. It's the expectation, and it's always the expectation is with the people that have the most privilege, usually. It's usually the wealthiest patrons that we would have that were you doing whatever they were doing there was always like, oh, you'll give me another one. I need another one over here for this person. And we'd be like, oh, well, that'll be. And remember, there have been multiple times. Oh, that's going to cost. And they're like, excuse me?
What did
Yeah,
you say to me?
I remember when I used to do birthday parties. Someone showed up at the venue where we were doing it, and they're like, oh, by the way, there's going to be 15 extra kids. And we were like, oh, well, we only prepared. And they're like, okay,
What?
well, we need you to, well, just so you know, take care of that. And so, like, luckily I wasn't the boss. My boss looks at me like, and this is, I don't think I've talked about it on the live podcast before, but we used to do birthday parties for like these when I was in college for these wealthy families in the Bay Area. And so obviously they're paying a ton of money at this point for this. And she just looks at me because she doesn't want to get a bad review, doesn't want to get, knocked out of it. So she just ate the money for this family. It was some absurd thing where she sent me to the store to buy like whatever extra stuff we needed for all of them. But it was, yeah, it was never like that when I, because I used to also do like birthday parties at this the California Academy of Sciences. And it was for those were fairly cheap for the most part. And it was never ever the working class families that were they would expect.
Right,
They
hundred
were the ones
percent.
that would feed us best. They would tip us best. They would take care of us. If the kids were being like trashing stuff or being out lines, they were the ones to jump in and help clean and do all these things. But it was always the very posh families that were absolutely like, no, worker, worker,
Worker,
Take care of this. This
excuse
is
me, peasant.
this, excuse me, my child spilled pudding all over the rug. What are you going to do about this? I'm like, we're going to
Clean
clean it.
it.
And it is, we're going to clean it, but it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, it's all about the attitude in those situations.
And I think it's also, there's something about this covert entitlement, this covert, almost like nastiness that to me is so upsetting. Because maybe it's just me, but sometimes you wish people would just be upfront about being shitty. Like, I don't think that worker probably had any idea that she knew was this pissed and that she was going to make this video. Like, because it's so subtle and the way she's like, well, okay, I thought maybe you'd get extra. I mean, am I crazy for thinking that? It's like, you clearly.
Expected everyone to be like, yes,
Right.
what a horrible worker
I
that
know.
they did not do this. You are definitely not the asshole.
And I just think about this poor cashier trying to sweep up all these damn M&Ms. They're going to be finding M&Ms for days, you know that. And like having to leave and clean this up while she did not assist in cleaning it, which she talks about why, but she did not assist. And I think we need to be aware of the ways that we're treating people. Like to your point, like I did kids parties too, but because why wouldn't we have that in
Why
common?
wouldn't, of course.
I did magic though. I was a magician. I did princess magic, but I also ended up being a shift manager at this custard store. I remember this mom brought in, it was like her and two kids, and this was a like walk up to the counter. There's only people behind the counter. Usually it was just me. And you know, you get it and then you go sit down. And they trashed the store. Like there was a little plastic kids table that like, pushed it in the middle, smeared ice cream all over it, screaming, running around, acting like it's Chuck E. Cheese, essentially. And I mean, it was so chaotic. And then they just left it, like left everything there. Didn't throw anything away, didn't wipe anything up, like didn't even try in a situation where, like, clearly most people would at least throw their cup away, right? Because it wasn't like we had anybody in the front at all. It was just me. I had another time that, like, it was 2 minutes till closing and, like, 15 people showed up. And I was like, and I didn't have the power to, like, we started having a rule where we could kick people out 30 minutes past, but it was like, that's not my shift, you know? Yeah, there's just such an entitlement. It's the customer's always right mentality. I think it's gotten worse since COVID. I think people are like pandemic times. I think people, I don't know if they're more like resentful or like pent up, but like I have seen people who work in the service industries treated with such disrespect. I've intervened with like when I see it.
Which is crazy because if anything, we should have learned
The
how
luxury?
much how well no, but how essential service workers
Yes.
are like during that, yeah, during that time, like that the my lesson was the man, I tip an absurd amount now. Like now, like I
Yes.
like the amount of stuff I and I'm always so
Same.
because it because my lesson from lockdown, especially when they were all when we realized how freaking essential
Yes.
some of the most looked down on workers in our society are, was wow, I need to do everything I can to make their life better. I need to treat them
Exactly.
better.
I was
But
like,
you're right though.
this is a luxury. Like being waited on is a luxury. Being able to eat a hot meal, like all of these things can be taken away. Like, ugh, okay. And she is white, if you couldn't tell. And she does have
No.
a seemingly nice car and she is wearing nice earrings. Now, in this next video, there's a little bit of a patronizing tone, in my opinion. Here's the comment that she's responding to. Why on earth would you expect to be given free candy as a reward for your crotch goblin making a mess? Clearly, you know, she picked the worst one, right? Obviously. I pity your kids and the people who will have to deal with them for the rest of their lives. Obviously, she picked the meanest one.
To be fair, that person also sounds like an asshole.
Yes, this is her response to that.
I don't even know where to start. Well, first off, if you don't know who I am the girl who posted the candy cane video where my son spilled his M&Ms. Yeah, the internet didn't like my thoughts about that. And before I answer some of the questions that I got a lot of, I want to say TikTok has banned well over 700 comments for bullying. Some of the comments that I got the most of. First one, why didn't I clean it up? Let me just paint this picture for you. We are at Joann's. It is a very narrow cash register area. There is a long line of people. I am
pushing a double stroller. I have a 3-year-old and I have a 6-year-old standing where they should be. I have 3 bags that I'm having to hold while I'm holding a baby and supposed to be pushing a stroller, and my kid's crying. There was no way that I was able to do it. And in that moment, yeah, she cleaned it up for me and she said, oh, it's okay, you're good to go. It's not a crime to accept that help. I said, thank you, I apologize profusely for the mess. Next one. The cashier is not able to just give me a free one. Why would I want her to get fired? And why would I expect her to pay for it for me? I never expected her to pay for it, ever. Never said that. And no, I don't want her to get fired over a $4 piece of candy. I don't work in retail, never have, and I don't know the rules. But I do know that I've been in stores before where things have dropped. I've seen other people break things. I have had experience in this area, and never, ever, ever have I seen somebody not replace it, whether it was before getting paid or after. If it was before, they just were like, oh no, you're okay, it's fine. If it was after, they would say, I had a situation once at Disney, I dropped a lollipop. And what happened? They saw me and they were like, oh, of course. Yes, and I know in the comments you're gonna be like, well, it was Disney, they have to do that. And they don't have to do that. No store has to, but it's kind of like that unspoken rule of like, they see it, they wanna have good customer service, they want you to come back. I should not have said I expected, but I didn't expect, I was hopeful. And when it didn't happen, guess what? I didn't say anything. I didn't ask. I wasn't rude. I said, is there any way I can pay for another one so that I can get it? Clearly feeling out the vibe of, okay, we're not gonna get it for free, but that's okay. It was my fault. It was my kid's fault. That's it. I paid for it. I said, thank you. I apologized again. We were out of there. I'm entitled. No, I am not entitled. The comparison that comes to mind is, you know how like women do this thing sometimes with men where like they hope that something specific is going to happen, like, oh, maybe he'll surprise me on a date and maybe he'll do this and that, but then it doesn't happen. It's like one of those situations, you're hopeful but you don't have like these set expectations. It's just like, oh, that would be really nice if this happened. And are you let down if it doesn't happen? Yeah, you could be. And I just know that if I was in the position where I was able to do that, I would. So I was hoping that the same would be returned. But obviously, I get it. In the comments, she's not a manager. She can't do it. It's not a mom and pop place. You can say that while being nice. Like, I wasn't gonna explain myself because I feel like I should have just like, you know, been done with this. But this, it kind of hurt. Like, if you know who I am and you know my heart, I am a very kind person and I am constantly worried about how other people feel, how I make other people feel. You might not have gotten that from that 2-minute video, and I'm so sorry about that. Let's all relax and not say hurtful things on the internet, because I am a good mom. I am a nice person. I am raising my kids to be respectful and kind and to be, I don't know, good people. There's a time and a place for my kids to learn life lessons and stuff like that. That moment in the store was not that. That was a hectic, I am out here shopping with 4 kids. Everyone is slowly losing it because they are ready to go home. I was ready to go home. The cashier lady said that she would take care of the mess. I apologized profusely. We were moving on. We accepted the help and we moved on, okay? Please be nice.
The thing that I do actually understand, the first part, yeah, like about why didn't you help, whatever.
Mm.
Absolutely. But there is a way you handle the situation, because I've been in a situation where I have 3 kids.
Sure.
I've been alone with the 3 of them.
Yes.
And I'm holding one, and one's in the car, and there's not, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't. Like, they threw an ice cream, or they threw like, it's, but it's the difference between how you react in that situation versus like, I am so sorry, like, and genuinely trying to do whatever you can in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very subtle difference of like, oh shit, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I want to help, versus, oh God, well, I can't help right now. So clearly, you know, it's, I don't even know how to put it into words, but you're nodding. So I think you know what I'm saying, but mm-hmm. it's the way that you handle those situations. It's kind of like where if you're at a, if you ever take your kid to like a music class or something like that, mm-hmm. and they're throwing a, you know, like a fit, and they're running and they're yelling and they're doing something bad, you go to the parents that are actively trying to make the experience better for the other people in that class, versus the ones that are like, whatever, kids, am I right?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Let me, if they had a martini, they'd be, kind of. So that is understandable. I
Yeah.
get like that. That is the one part where I'm like, I 100% get it. That is a very rough situation to be in when you're with, and she has four with, and something chaotic happens. It is the worst. We've been there.
Yeah, ever. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Then we move forward.
Her tone throughout this thing, there's such a I'm above this kind of vibe to the way that she speaks and the way she's talking. She's like, okay, guys, like, all right, let's think about this for a second. Like, am I entitled? No. No,
No, let
I'm
me
not. Like,
explain to you why.
when you're getting called out, usually people are like, oh my gosh, no. Like, this is not at all the way I intended. And instead of it being, oh, this is the way this is perceived, that's not who I am. Let me explain. It's more so like, you're wrong. You got this wrong about me. And the way that this video reads is almost as if someone videotaped her, this exchange, and she's defending herself against someone else versus you posted a video. You did this. You posted it in the hopes of, in my opinion, ganging up against this cashier.
Because that really is the underlying message. Like,
Yes.
hey, everybody, let's shit on this service worker,
Yes.
and talk about how horrible I was mistreated
Yes.
in this situation. Because that really is the goal. Because what else are you going to get out of it?
She said, how would you have handled it? So, what am I the asshole? Like, it clearly was teeing it up for something, but then she shifts it as if I thanked her profusely. I was polite and kind. It's like, okay, but what you also did was to her face, you were polite and kind and didn't make a fuss, supposedly. But then you got in your car and made a whole video about it, saying how you thought, basically, you hinted that you should have got it for free. And she seemed to have been incredibly professional. She's talking about a customer service issue, right? And yet you have a cashier who, when you were at the front of a very long line in a very busy time.
Did she say Joanne's? Is that what I heard?
Oh, did she say Joanne's? Oh, it was Joanne's. Joanne's fabric. Oh,
Which is
God.
the worst line in the world.
Literally. And also, for some reason, people go buck wild in those stores. Like, they're so crazy to the cashiers. There's a creator online who solely does weird interactions she's had working at a Joanne's.
I don't know why those lines go so slow, by the way. And this is not a critique of it. It's
No,
true.
it's
When
all of
I
them.
go to Joanne's, I know it's going to be 30 minutes to check
Yeah. So, like, let's look at the customer service aspect of this because she kind of implies that it's bad customer service. But you're in a line, you finally get to the front, your kid busts open a candy cane, throwing M&Ms everywhere. Okay. Not ideal for anyone. Not the kid's
No.
fault, not your fault,
No,
definitely
it
not the
happens.
cashier's fault. Now, at a Joann's, they're behind a long row. So she's leaving this huge line to go get a broom, which is an ordeal. She doesn't get mad. She said, no, it's fine. It's no problem. She comes back, she cleans it for you. And then you say you're going to pay for it. And she, again, very kind to you, not acting frustrated, which, like, I think it wouldn't be good customer service to show that you're frustrated, but it would be deserved. You know, that is frustrating to have to go do that, but she didn't. And then she lets you go and get another candy cane without her watching you, which you could easily steal. You know, that is good customer service. She's allowing you not to have to go through the line again and just pay like upfront. She's easing that for you, and she's nothing but kind and gracious to you. And you tell her you're going to pay for it. No, I'll pay for it. No worries. At what point is it bad customer service on her part? Where in that exchange?
The entire video is, let me explain to you how this person did a good job. She was caring and she cleaned up my mess and she let me cut the line so that I could de-escalate my child crying about not having her thing. She did everything she was expected to and more in that situation. Can you believe her?
What would you do?
What would you do?
The same?
Somebody comes in the car, I would have punched her in the face.
I would have jacked her in the
Oh,
eye.
would have just taken my stuff, robbed the place.
Taken that candy cane, hit her over the head with it, and taken everything. Wrapped myself in fabric and walked out.
Fabric and just walked out. I'm taking this fabric, these swatches with me.
This is where I'm trying to like explain the layers of this. Is your idea then, lady? I feel like this is my own coworker. Like I work at Joann's. I'm like, how dare you go after Carol? Like, because is your idea then, as an employee, not a manager, as she herself has stated, okay, that she should say, no, 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 don't you pay for this good. I will take care of it. That's never gonna happen. If you're offering up, you're gonna pay for it. She could get in trouble to say, no, no, no money for us.
It's like, also like, I can imagine it's only $4. Like, I don't want to sound too pompous here, like too ritzy.
Yeah, but
it's not like she, like, what if she had bought like a statue or I don't know, something, I don't know what it is. Or like, maybe she had bought like a big ream of fabric and there's Kool-Aid goes all over it. There's something that, like, it's ruined, something that worth money. It's in that situation, I could be like, you know what, let me get the manager. Let's handle. What do you expect the worker to do in that situation for this $4 M&M thing that's not even part of their normal sales?
And here's the other thing. You, if anything, gained a quarter's worth of M&Ms if we're being petty about it.
It's true.
She's also filming in her car without her kids, which means she saved the one quarter's worth of M&M's candy cane just so that she could come back into her car after her kids are not in it way later in the day, because one can assume I'm guessing the other parent has come home probably, or someone else who's caretaking because she doesn't have them, just to film this.
Right.
It's really giving petty and entitled. And then, okay, so let's get to the second video. The part that slayed me, Santa slayed me. This is a Christmas episode, holiday episode, any holiday, Krampus included. She goes, I don't have any experience in the service industry, which I could have guessed. Yeah. I would have guessed from your whole, the way you did with this. That's actually great customer service for someone who's not being paid very well.
Right.
Joann's during the holidays, police. Yeah. That poor woman.
Always understaffed.
Oh, and always. Like, yeah, that's why the lines are so long.
Yeah, that's why they're so long. They're always, of all the places, the second you said that, I was like that hit me hard.
I know. When she said, I don't have any of that experience, although, you know, I've dropped things before and had them paid for. I do have experience in that area. First off,
how often are you dropping shit and getting it for free?
But to say you have experience in that area, what are you talking about?
I thought that same thing. I was like, how often though are you in a situation? It's happened to me before as a parent where something, but how, like, where it's like so commonplace for you.
Would you ever be like, oh, I'm not a doctor, but I have stubbed my toe a couple times. So to use that as like the grounds of why she has the right to have such a strong opinion is absurd. I've never worked at a restaurant, but I did eat what there was.
Right. I have eaten food before. So let me tell you.
I did make macaroni and cheese yesterday.
Garçon,
it was just, it's so, again, I do understand it because I've never worked at one, but I have reaped the benefits of Disneyland. Like,
was the part, the comparison of that, of a Joe, of a random Joanne fabric
to Disneyland.
At Disneyland, you know, the place where I pay $700 to bring my family of four. There, you know, the place where we've also dropped probably $75 on a turkey leg there. Like, they clearly, that's the whole point of Disneyland, is that it's so absurdly overpriced that when you go there, they better be doing that, you know, if you drop your churro.
Sure.
That's literally built into the Disneyland experience where stuff like that.
And price, yes.
And price comes in. When you're going to your local
I expect a Disney experience.
Why are you treating me like Disney does? Where
are the characters? And then she says, I know you're going to say it's not that, but it is that because customer service. It's the people, you know what it reminds me of? Have you, this is gonna maybe be a stretch, but I think you'll get it. Have you ever like had someone ask you for advice and then quickly realize they actually don't want advice? They just want you to say what they want you, and then they're like, no, or they want advice, but they don't want to make any changes.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are, is this, did you want advice or did you just want to tell me your opinion?
You need to clarify. I feel like that might be also the autistic experience. So I'm like, your words were, how do I fix this problem? And you, but you wanted me to say, do nothing. You're perfect. And they're
perfect. Or they'll say like in this case where she's like, I don't know if I did anything wrong. And then when people say you did, she's like, no,
Yeah, the response should be like, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I was entitled there. Now that I heard you all say that, I see how I came off that way.
Yeah, right.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry. Right. Blah, blah, blah. We move on.
Mm-hmm. That would have been fine. That is not the vibe. The vibe is like, no, actually, I'm 100% in the right. And I'm going to say this really nicely. It's the shit I hate, which is like when people say mean shit nicely and they think that means they're not mean.
No. Well, that's the other part of the video is that some of the worst people I know think they are the nicest people in the world.
It's like, it's that like inherent narcissism, you know, like if I say this in a calm tone, then I'm being nice. Mm-hmm. Like, this was a fine exchange. I wasn't rude to her, except you went on your, you went into your car and bashed her very subtly to get everyone on the internet like fired up against, I know you didn't name this person, but against their behavior, like, be just be rude then. Like, don't be secretly like you wanted to stoke the fires of outrage over this exchange.
Yeah, you wanted to brew with people and be angry at this person for not giving you your free M&Ms.
Right. You wanted permission from the internet to be rude. I'm sure if people would have jumped on the bandwagon and be like, God, I would have done I would have gotten my free thing, or I would have done this, or she should be fired, or she should be this. I guarantee you she would have jumped on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. She just needed the permission of the internet to do so. She was hoping for it, clearly, and she didn't get it.
Yeah, because you don't ask a question like that thinking you're wrong.
Right.
Right. It's very rare where you'd be like, am I an ass? Like, there, it, are there examples? Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But like in a situation, in this particular situation, it was like, listen to what this fucker did to me at this place,
like covertly though. Listen, I don't know, do you think I'm in the right? And then okay, so she says it's not a crime to accept that help. Nobody said it was. Again, this is just classic, like, I don't want to say white lady shit, because I am very white, clearly, white lady, but it kind of feels a little bit like that, where it's like, you're making, she's making herself the victim of the situation.
Right.
And she's putting issues where there's not. Like, people.
Nobody actually cared about that part. Like, they're not, that might have come up, but it's like that. She's like, okay, I need to focus on this so that, because I know that people will have sympathy for me as a person holding four kids, because they're genuine, you can have genuine sympathy for that.
100%.
I'm going to start with this, make that what everyone's been saying so that it sounds like that's what everyone had the issue with, so that I can still get that same sympathy I was looking for. And then let's move on to
the first time,
the real issue that people had.
Since she's really into putting herself, thinking how she would do things, I would give the free candy cane, which is hilarious now that she's like, I've never worked in the industry. Like, of course. Yeah. Like, so you don't even have a frame of reference for whether or not you would do that. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Especially with it being a Joann's and not a, like, Albertsons or Safeway or whatever, of it being a grocery store, because grocery stores also have different policies or food items than a place, because those are very specific seasonal items at a Joann's that are, it's a different situation. So the fact that she didn't mention it, I don't think she mentioned it the first video, is important, because that also changes the situation and shows you have never worked at any of the place like this.
So it's like, that just made me laugh. But okay, putting myself in her position, and I have been in her position. I've had my daughter spill something and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
I feel
like
the worst person alive. Yeah.
And I have cleaned it in awkwardly dragging her along.
Yep.
But it's like, there have been situations where someone helped me and I felt such relief and gratitude. Like, I, when someone, who is in the service industry has to go above and beyond for me
right.
with something that I have done that is should not be what they have to deal with mm-hmm. that day. I am so grateful and thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that like, there's no point where she like, and until the second video where she's acting like she was thankful in the mm-hmm. first video, she doesn't really acknowledge gratitude. Like, oh, they mm-hmm. helped me clean. Oh, she let me go to the line. Like the fact that she swept it up, she mentions that, but it's in a negative way because she's saying, oh, I thought she was grabbing me another one, but mm-hmm. she's just grabbing a broom. Mm-hmm. Oh,
she's just doing her job.
Oh, she's just cleaning this mess up
my
for me.
Mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's not giving me free stuff. There's just no gratitude at all.
Yeah.
And like that, again, that showcases the entitlement. Like mm-hmm. it's not a big, like it's not a huge deal that that happened. That stuff does happen. But the mm-hmm. fact that you have no gratitude for the help that you received mm-hmm. when you needed it, she did need it.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, there's anger that you didn't mm-hmm. get more. Like mm-hmm. literally, that's pretty much the definition of entitlement.
We talk about narcissism too, because there is that very, at the very least, egocentrism, right? This very self on like, what about me though? Without ever yeah. thinking about the people that are around you.
She's thinking about the other people, clearly. You
know, she didn't use this term, but it's the running joke of how do you find a narcissist is they call themselves an empath, right? Where it's...
yes!
And this is not true to any empaths that are listening. I don't want to open up that bucket because yeah. People get real mad when you say that. But
that's not
there
everybody.
It's not everybody, but it's definitely... some of the clearest narcissists mm-hmm. and clearest are people. And like, she didn't say the word in this one, but it was very much, I'm a very kind, I'm a very caring. But it's like where they say like, where their identity is that I am a caring,
yes.
kind person. Look how, praise me, everybody. Tell me how wonderful
praise
I am.
Me, praise me, praise me. I didn't ask for it, but praise me. But that's okay. That is the key. This is how you know when mm-hmm. someone is actually kind and nice versus when someone is truly entitled. Because mm-hmm. she says, don't worry about it. With her words, she mm-hmm. pays for it. Then she's mad. And mm-hmm. she says, literally to quote her, she said, it's an unspoken rule. Mm-hmm. So you always thought you mm-hmm. were going to get the free thing. You wanted to look nice. Mm-hmm. So you threw in this little, oh, I'll pay for it, because you probably expected you were, well, we know you expected. Mm-hmm. You expected right. that you were going to get it for free. So it was mm-hmm. just a way for you to look gracious. But then when you didn't get that, you were pissed right. off. So pissed off, you made a video, not once, but twice,
mm-hmm.
about how you're nice and you're in the right. That shows you an entitled person. I'm not saying she's narcissistic. I don't know this woman. But right. that is how a narcissist behaves. They want right. to look gracious. But if they don't receive the feedback they want or get the thing that they want, they mm-hmm. showcase... well, actually, I'm not that, because I expected something. Right. I just expected a free candy cane out of this. Okay, hold on. I think it's crazy when she says, I'm not entitled. No. Hold on. Just listen to the way she says it.
I'm entitled. No, I am not entitled.
For our listeners, she goes, I'm entitled. She pulls her hand to cover her mouth and turns her head away. And she's like, No, there's such a performance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm entitled. Turn my head away, cover my mouth. No, almost like this is absurd. Like, no. Yeah. No, like
me, of all people?
Yeah. Who are you talking to? But, and then she makes the very strange comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Also had me rolling, because it's like... mm-hmm. You know what? Me being upset that the cashier didn't give me a free candy cane. It's like when women are in a relationship with men and they want to be taken on a date or get flowers and he doesn't. And they're not really mad. Like, they wish they... it's like, no! You and a cashier is not in any way a comparison to you and a romantic partner.
Yeah.
And again, it's because you have an expectation from a romantic mm-hmm. partner, literally disproving your very point. It's right. because you expect your partner to do something nice for you, to go mm-hmm. above and beyond for you, mm-hmm. because they're your romantic partner. No, that's not the same thing as wanting free shit from a cashier who's overworked and underpaid.
Right. And I think the key for this whole thing, too, is like, it's not necessarily even about her specifically.
No.
I think it's when it, what's probably so triggering to the comment sections and to anybody that's ever worked in
Yeah.
a profession where you were looked at as the worker, as the help,
Yes.
is that it's all of the situations of people that were just so condescending and entitled
Yes.
and expected you and so it's such a thankless job for
Yes.
99% of it. When the reality is what should the entire point of her video should be talking about how thankful she was for the community that was there and for the worker to have helped her in this situation and to help her defuse this situation with a crying child when she was 4 kids, as opposed to look at this shit that I just went through.
Yeah.
And the fact that she cannot see or admit, even after being called out by, I'm assuming, thousands of comments,
Yes.
pointing out that that is an entitled stance right there, then to defend and deny it and to double down on the fact that everybody, literally everybody else, is wrong, is such a it's problematic of a bigger issue, not just with her, but with our society and the way that we treat the workers in our society.
Yeah.
And that's where the anger and the frustration comes.
And it's also a unique type of manipulation. It's that I personally cannot stand, which is playing the victim card, the very subtly. Am I the victim? I'll just tell you my story and see how you feel. When in reality, she very clearly had a viewpoint. It pissed her off enough that she made a video about it like hours later. This could have just been an inside thought, but instead she was like, no, I want people to back me. That is such a subtle way that people, especially in customer service or in any type of public interaction, manipulate other people around them. Because I didn't say I was the victim, but I'm going to tee up a story and tell it to you in a way that I very clearly want you to perceive it a certain way. And that's a problem. That's a problem in a lot of these videos we see that people are purposely trying to manipulate themselves to be the victim of something when in reality, nobody was the victim there. Like, actually, if anything, the person working had to go out of their way a little bit. And I can't imagine how it would feel to be so incredibly kind to someone and have them have this
And see the
attitude.
video
Yeah,
afterwards. Like,
like, damn.
I am stressed. I have this line of people that are
Yeah.
angry about being in thing, and they're seeing this and going on. I stopped to help clean, right, this situation because that's technically, I guess, part of my job, even though it's
Yeah.
not really part of my job.
Right.
And then I see this video later on of you saying how I was treated you poorly.
Yeah, right.
And that's the perspective people have to think about when they're is like, if you were the woman. Or woman or man, I guess they didn't specify gender,
I thought they said
or person. Did
woman.
they say woman? Maybe that's
I
why it's in
thought
my
they
head.
did.
Okay. I think maybe that's why it's in my head.
Yeah.
But whoever the person was that worked there,
Yeah.
if they were to go above and beyond and help this person, and probably was very kind and doing whatever they did,
She
and
admits they were.
and then to go see them in the video and be like, what the fuck?
What the hell, lady?
Why is she trashing me? I just did this because that's really what it comes down
Yeah.
to is she's trashing the person that did not go even
Far
further above
enough.
and beyond for her.
Despite her telling her not to, right? You told her not to. And that's the other thing is I think seeing performative niceness versus actual kindness, because I mean, literally at the end of the video, she's like, I'm a nice person. I care so much about people's feelings. It's like, you have not mentioned the cashier's feelings once. In both of these videos, there's not a moment she says, I bet that stressed the cashier out. That really put, that was extra work for her. I know that they're busy around the holidays. She does not mention their feelings one time. She only mentions herself. And if you are supposedly nice, but you don't take any feedback. She's not listening to the people talking about what it's like to work in the industry. She's not listening to the people talking, like giving her all of these facts as to why she's being perceived this way. She's saying, no, I say I'm nice, so I am. If you got it wrong, that's on you. And that's not what being nice is. And we see this performative niceness a lot, and it's just very interesting to see the way it unravels and kind of falls apart the more she talks about how nice she is, the more she's showing she's not being very nice. And it just struck a chord in me because it was like, this is not kindness. This is not empathy. This is not like You acted like you didn't expect an outcome, but when it didn't go your way, then you're, firing back with how everybody's wrong about you versus just taking a second. This would have been totally different if she'd been like, whoa, you know what? Shit. I did not know
I didn't
how
even think
service.
about it that
Yeah, I
way.
didn't know how it worked. I was busy thinking about myself because it was stressful for me, which I guarantee you it was. Like, I have no doubts. And I don't think that part of what she did, I don't think she's in the wrong at all. Like, if we look at her actions, it's everything after that makes her in the wrong. And yeah, I just thought it was a very interesting showcasing of like why people feel entitled to treat and have opinions of the people that are in the service industry, like why they think it's okay, and how like even when people are saying that wasn't nice, what you did to that person was not nice. Here's 10 reasons why. She's like, no, I'm a nice person.
She could have even said, it's like, you know what? My only experience with something like this happening was at Disney. And I guess in hindsight, now I think about it, that is a different experience. That's a different place. Because she does acknowledge in the video that I get that you're going to say it's not comparable, or that it's not the same. But it's like, you could say, oh, I guess I did have a blind spot, because in my mind, that's what happens because I had the experience. There's so many better ways to go about it, as opposed to you're all wrong, I'm the best.
Here's why I'm right. Even the tone of like tone policing the internet, which never goes well. Like, let's relax. We need to be nice. You asked if you were the asshole.
Don't ask a question unless you're ready for the answer,
Well,
right?
and it's like you're the one that's not being nice though. Like, she's flipped it on. Everyone's being mean to me on there, and it's like if you ask for everyone's opinions and in said question showcase some not so nice behaviors of yourself, some entitlement, and then people give you some pretty strong evidence as to that the fact that you were entitled in that interaction and you weren't considering this person's feelings. Like, you can't then be like, okay, whoa, where's this coming from? You guys are mean. Again, entitled. I should say what I want and can be mean and make judgments and critique this poor person who's just this poor as in like this poor person who's being critiqued, like poor them, who's working the front and just trying to get through their damn shift without cleaning up 105 M&Ms.
Like we said before, it's not cancelable. She's not the worst
No,
person on earth.
she's not
But
the worst
just,
person on earth.
it's an important thing to keep in mind also, as we near, I guess when this episode comes out, it'll be right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Be kind to your service
Please.
workers,
Because this is
please.
what's happening to them. People are doing this to them.
Much worse too.
Oh, much worse.
Much, much worse. And it's like the just be aware of the, if you're feeling like, and also even if you do feel like, oh, they could have been kinder to me, remember that they have the amount, especially during the holidays bring out the worst in people, and people are, they treat the people that are working the most and doing the least rewarding jobs with the most disrespect, with the most angst, and they take their anger out on them. And just keep that in mind, and try to remember that they're also human beings, that it's not everything should be. There's other things going on, and not everything revolves around you. Reagan.
Hey, I would never do that. If anything, I would be sobbing, thinking, I've made this harder.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Just kick me out, revoke my membership or whatever.
There's a membership, Joanne's.
No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. But also show appreciation too. If someone gives you good service, like it's important to show appreciation, whether that's tipping or just saying like, thank you, I appreciate how kind you are. It's the little things, and let's not be resentful and secretly mad and then blaming them and trying to get the internet against them and then saying how the internet's wrong for being upset with you. Like, it's just I think having a strong idea of what nice is versus performatively nice people, I think, is important. And like, this was a performatively nice thing. This was someone behaving badly and then wanting a pat on the back or permission to think bad things. And then like being mad at the internet for giving them the feedback they requested. So it's like if you do something and you get feedback, like take it in, think about it. We all have to do it. We all have to do it, but we need to see perspectives from other people's viewpoints, and that is a crucial part of actually being a kind person, is being able to listen to other people and hear how your words and your actions impact others, and then pivoting and changing if you realize that your impact, despite your intention, may be negative. Like, it's important to learn and grow versus, no, you're wrong. Your feelings are wrong. Everything's wrong. I'm actually nice. Sorry that you took that the wrong way, which is the vibe of this entire video.
Speaking of listening to other people, do we have a live show coming up?
Oh my God, Chesco, I'm so glad you brought that up, because on January 18th in LA, we will be doing a live show, and the link to the tickets will be in the description of this episode. So come see us, because it's going to be so fun.
What? I'm going to go and give them out for Christmas presents to all my friends in LA.
Wow, this would be such a great Christmas gift.
What?
It would be a good gift, maybe, for somebody.
Hopefully. I would genuinely love to know who the hell's watching our show.
I know. Who likes us? Who's out there?
Who are you? I want to see your faces.
We will be actually nice to you.
We will be.
We will not. We will It'll not be nice to your face and then go back on our page and be like, oh my God, did you?
No.
That one audience member, when I said sit down and they sat down, that was messed up. Do you think that's messed up?
It's a small venue too, so make sure you get your tickets soon, because if you actually do want to see us, because we wanted to keep it kind of small and intimate and just nice, where we can actually have a fun little gathering.
Like actually see people.
Yeah, as opposed to just like, you know, weird spread out things. So if you want to go, hopefully we'll see you there. And we're planning on taking a 2-week hiatus from the show, because we have the holidays coming up and we're all both very busy. So don't plan on another recording to pop up in the next 2 weeks. We'll see what happens.
We don't know, but
go back on that. But that's the plan for the time being. So don't abandon us forever. And hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, friends. Have a great holiday.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.